Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My main story, La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2000 World Series winning manager for the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I drill him. Why? Because you're going to hit my best hitter. I'm going to hit your best hitter. That's a real baseball, not like playing Nintendo or playing toys, play with the Barbies. Yeah. Baseball is Barbie games now, man. I swear to God, it's a Barbie game.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Ozzie Guillen. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, my people. Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Pretty good.
You were up all night, buddy.
Yeah, late night,
holy
Oz.
Cow.
Well, you know what's funny? It's a funny thing because when I call my wife, say, hey, the game's delayed. I think they're going to start about 8:30. And she very, very smart kind of lady. She say, well, you just take it like they play in the West Coast. They don't worry about it. You know, you have to do what you have to do. That's not the first rodeo you've been with the rain delay in Chicago. You know, it was a fast game. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? It was a very, very fast game. Thank God the White Sox win that.
Ozzie, it was impressive to see Adrian Hauser sign during the day, 1 year, $1.3 million, and then start at night. How unusual is that for a pitcher to join an organization and then go right to the mound? And what did you think of his performance?
Well, the performance was outstanding. You know what I mean? Wow, take Canon, Martin, all those guys take like a month to win the first game. All of a sudden, these kids coming out, win the first game, his first outing. It was outstanding. You know, six innings with only three walks, no runs. Outstanding. Another great performance by the starters of the Chicago White Sox. I wish the offense was a little bit better. Can help. Everybody yesterday throw the ball very well. You know, I mean, just you can see Wilson laying the game exactly the same type of game he was the night before when Rodriguez hit the home run, and he come out strike out Rodriguez. It was outstanding effort for the White Sox yesterday. It was special for the pitching staff.
The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie, obviously, it was good to see the White Sox get a win after an awful weekend at Wrigley. They got nothing accomplished, really, and then losing at home in the first game against Seattle. But we played in your open. Your take on the fact that Miguel Vargas was hit by Brad Keller in that final game, and since then it was kind of interesting. The boys in the afternoon, they were talking with some people, and they had. They had more to the story, the idea that somehow Vargas, by blocking Pete Crow Armstrong earlier in the game from being able to see the ball land in the outfield. He was going to try to tag up. The Cubs' third base coach started yelling at him, barking at him. There just was an incident that we hadn't talked about before that play. And then the takeaway was kind of, well, what does that mean? Was that on purpose then because of what the gamesmanship involved in blocking the play? Is this over with, Ozzy, or do you think there will be some retribution the next time the two teams play?
When you're going to do that, you do it right away. The same game, you're dealing with it. You know what I mean? I think I saw the replay when Vargas was blocking the thing. You know what I mean? Just like I think that's a very, very bad judgment by the third base coach. He wasn't in the front. Yes, he was in the front. Of course he was. But you know what's blocking the view of the play? That boy's in the warning track. That you're never going to be thrown at the plate. But after that, when that got hit, I said, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to believe Keller. It's just, you know, throw that in there. I said, I see all these little thing details. He got me I was thinking about the wrong way. You know, I mean, like, wait a minute. If they hit him just because this guy threw the bat, after that, I just said, oh, they hit it because that situation? I think you just do a re-delay right away. When that happened, the first hitter, you hit my player, I got to hit yours. Because that could have hit him and hurt him. You know what I mean? Something worse could have happened. I know I don't try to hit him. I tried to throw the ball inside. The ball slipped out of my hands. All that kind of, they can come up with any excuse because this not only happened to the Cubs pitcher. I think it happened to everybody in baseball. Nobody had the guts for me to say, yes, I throw it out of him because he did this at third base. I say when Freddy Garcia hit, he tried to hit, Jerry Hairston Jr. I said, don't hit the guy can hit. He hit the real guy. Then, you know, the Sunta Higuchi got hit by Maddox. Freddy Garcia said, don't worry about it. I'm going to get one. And he did it. And by the way, their lead thought it was me to tell Freddy Garcia to hit him. And then Freddy Garcia said, I did it myself. I don't need Ozzy to tell me to hit somebody to protect my player. And that's the way we used to play the game. Now it's like, you know what I mean? Like that. Now I think it's funny. You know what I mean? I think it's funny. But they hit it on purpose. Of course they did.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Oz. That's a good memory. And obviously everyone remembers Freddy Garcia doing that. For the Sox. All right, let's talk about Vargas for a second because he is the American League Player of the Week, and he was at the center of everything over the weekend, had a great series against the Cubs. How good can he be, and does he remind you of anybody that you either managed or played with?
You know, I'm not going to get a little too excited about it. He had a great week because I don't see him. That's the first time I see him getting real hot in like half a year last year. When he went through the season this year, I'm excited about it. I think he did some tweak with his hands. I don't know exactly what he did. He seen the ball better. To me, you know, chasing that many bad pitches, not strike out that much. When you swing up strikes, you got a great opportunity to have the week or the you know, I mean, maybe more than the week. What he's doing now, I'm excited about it. Of course, I do. Finally, we see something very positive. At a White Sox offense, but in the end of the day, I had to wait a little bit better, more longer to see exactly what it be. And I like what I see so far. You know, you say swing the bat very well. They trade him for a reason. When they made the trade, I was against that. Not just because I was a big Kopech fan. Right. But little by little, then the trade looked a little bit better. And hopefully it's continue to do what it do. The weather is going to cooperate a little bit, hopefully next couple of months, because we don't have good weather yet. White Sox don't have good weather yet, maybe for a few days. And hopefully that helped him to get better.
Yeah, and that leads us to Luis Robert Jr. because, you know, we just heard him. We just played it, the segment before, of him talking through the translator and saying, well, I don't know who wants to trade for me. It just, I got to tell you, I mean, he is so off the boil. He's so mediocre right now. I don't think there is a trade market for him. I don't think you'd get anything for him. I know he's running the base as well, but he's hitting like Vaughny, for God's sake. It is just, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where it's gone wrong. Maybe when the weather warms up, he'll start hitting again, but he's not, you know, Ozzy, that was a player that you thought was going to be like an MVP candidate a couple years ago, and it's just all gone the wrong way.
Well, it's just like when you hit the ball, you know, I mean, the last couple of days hitting the ball hard, good approach at the plate, maybe two at bat, that's it. But when you don't swing strikes, I don't care who you are, you got to get out. By the way, I said that early in the season, they're not going to pitch to him because he's the only guy he's going to scare you in the lineup. They're going to pitch around him, you know, the pitch around him, especially with Bonnie hitting that way. They're going to pitch around him. He's going to chase pitches. They're going to make chase more pitches. That's one thing about it. I want to believe this guy will come up soon the weather get better. I want to believe because I think we've seen him before. But it happened too fast. Like every time we see a bat to hand, like why you swing the first pitch? Why are you chasing that pitch? Why don't you take 3-2 ball right in the middle of the plate? You take it. I think it's that he said that in Spanish, by the way. He said,
right.
I think I guess in the wrong pitch all the time. And I like what he said. Nobody going to, you know, who going to trade me or want me the way I'm playing right now? And he was right. He got to play better for himself. He got to play better for the ball club. The ball club need him. I want to be positive. I still think this kid is good enough. I think it's good enough. I hope he thinks how good it can be. Maybe he don't know how good it can be. Maybe he don't know how much damage he can do in the big league. And maybe he have no idea how, you know, the potential he have. But right now, he's right. Nobody going to trade. Yeah, they can trade him. Of course they can trade him. But I don't think the White Sox is going to receive anything important. Or what right. They think they got, I don't think they're going to get the place they want to get for him. No, it's no, in no chance. And I hope he start play better, not to get Trey. I hope he start play better just to help the White Sox win more games.
Ozzy, I want to go back to last night for a second. From your perspective, a baseball lifer and manager, when you see Adrian Houser, somebody come in from the organization, 32-year-old veteran, he's pitching for the first time, meeting teammates as he arrives in the clubhouse. His catcher's a 22-year-old rookie calling the game. He gave up two hits in six innings. How impressive was that? How difficult and challenging was that for a pitcher to come in, meet his catcher on the fly, go out to the mound, and then execute the way that he did?
Oh, amazing. Well, now, baseball games, you go through computers, you go to scout report, you go to so many different things. One thing about Carroll did yesterday in the very crucial situations, very ones. He went to a slider 3-2 with the game on the line and work. But he's not what Scare was calling. He was where the ball was situating, where the ball was throwing. That make it better. Sometimes you play baseball better when you know things. just let him flow. Just let him flow and hopefully for the best. When you start tanking and tanking and tanking, You make a lot of mistakes because when you take much because you don't have confidence what you're going to do at the play, on the mound. When you start thinking too much, say, uh-oh, you say you're confident. I'd rather have a guy just go there and throw the ball, be around the plate, don't be thinking about, like, what I should throw here, what I do here, and same way with the hitting. But I think that combo was awesome. I think Kato did a tremendous job, unbelievable job, calling the game yesterday at the guy, you don't know who he was.
It's just amazing. You know, and I got to say, it felt like a little random, right? It felt like there was luck involved. It felt like somehow the rain delay aided them, right? I mean, it's not like the Sox produced a ton of runs. They squeezed out a run, and somehow that held up. It's not something you see very often from that team.
No, especially the bullpen being losing a lot of games, maybe the most in the big league. But it's a lot of reason why. They when they go to the ball game, they all by one run with three innings to go. Just so many little things happen. They don't have a closer.
Right.
They go by commitment. They go to see who's the guy throw the ball better. You know, so many things they go through right now. That's why the bullpen is suffering like that. But the reason the bullpen is suffering like that, guys, is just because the offense is being horrible. Offense has been down most of the year. If the offense was okay, they will win at least five more games in April, maybe two, three more games right now. I think the offense, you got to turn the corner and start to help these guys, because those guys have pitched very good. Very excited to see those kids come out pitching the way they are. And it's to me, start them to score some runs. You know what I mean? Somewhere and somehow. Venable, somebody get on base, just do a hit run. You know, do whatever it is to get this thing going, because it's like I said, the offense has been very, very, very low.
Ozzy, obviously everything about the White Sox in terms of excitement is about the future and about the prospects. And last night, Grant Taylor down in Birmingham had an 11-pitch inning. He hit 100 miles per hour on the gun. And according to MLB Pipeline, this year, in out of the bullpen, since they made him a relief pitcher, he's faced 11 hitters. He's got 7 strikeouts. He's only given up one hit. Mm-hmm. A guy that dominant at Double A, does that say in today's Major League Baseball that he could be ready to face Major League pitching? And do you think the Sox will be calling up Grant Taylor in the neck before the All-Star break this season? What do you think for a guy who looks that promising right now?
Well, yes, he does. You know, when you're a pitcher, you can ask Crochet, you can Dylan Cease, you know, you can ask a lot of guys out there. When you can pitch, I think I'd rather wasting their bullets up in the big league level than facing kids. When you have that stuff, of course you got a chance to pitch in the big league. And it's just something about confidence. And it does. And I think, don't cut it to a big league. I remember Chris Sale come to the big league, and I want him to start. Then I said, you know what? Let's put him in a situation to have success, bring him to the from the bullpen, and build him a little by little. And we did it. And if you look at what career he did, or what he took advantage on, I think. But nowadays, you know, the arbitrations and the days in the big league, all the money tank, I think they hold players a little bit more in the minor league because that situation. But right now, if you earn it, if you should be in the big league, I think they should try to see at least what this league can bring to the White Sox for the future and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't argue with that. It's interesting that they took him out of the role that he was in as a starter, because that's obviously a more valuable role. But I mean, if the guy can throw like that
and help the major league team now,
well, I mean, the major league team needs help.
By the way, guys, I'm sorry to interrupt you. By the way, how many big league, real big league hitters are in one lineup? Maybe one, two,
right?
Big league hitters. Maybe few teams. You got to have four or five guys. You know, the rest is good players, but right, not great big players. And not to right now, I think you look in the lineup roster in the big league level, you don't see any lineup like, wow, look at this lineup. Well, you see a few lineups there, like they have a great lineup right now.
Yeah, the Dodgers do. They have three or four.
But they're on the National League.
The Cubs probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they probably have three, you know, major league hitters, if you count Suzuki
Yankees
and Tucker and PCA.
The way the Cubs play against the White Sox, seems like they have 35 big league players.
No kidding.
That's so
great
true.
Stuff, Ozzy.
Ozzy, you're the best, buddy. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
That is Ozzy Guillen. That's so true. It's hysterical. 312-644-6767. Mully and Hall on the score.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's Barbie games now, man. I swear to God, it's a Barbie's game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Always a delight to talk to Ozzy. A lot of good salient points. Tune in to Ozzy's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday and the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw show throughout the 2025 baseball season. And listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resorts and Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
Yeah, he tells the truth about the White Sox and his point about a couple things, but Luis Robert Jr. not being able to get much in return right now and maybe being better when the weather heats up. Let's hope that is the case. And the Grant Taylor comment was interesting because he feels like maybe there aren't that many good hitters, so you bring up a guy like that and he can still be as dominant at the major league level as he has looked at the double A level. Right now, Grant Taylor, since moving into the bullpen, as we pointed out, has been unhittable.
Yeah, he's
unhittable.
Been pretty good. But I still,
you want to wait? And I think it's probably smart to wait, but he can probably help this big league team this year.
Well, I mean,
this year.
Okay, I'm not arguing, but how many opportunities does that? I get it. I get the whole get all your bullets going in the minor leagues. I'm just saying, you bring him up and you bring him in, and how often does he get the pitch? How often are you going to see him, given the fact that it's rare that they have a 1-0 lead in the eighth or ninth inning, right?
Yeah. I don't think you want to keep him down there, though, just because you're not very good at the major league level. You have an obligation to promote guys once they earn it, and he seems to be on his way to doing that.
They should bring up Braden Montgomery. Has a guy ever jumped from single A to the major league?
He's the best Montgomery in the system.
He's the best. He's one of the best players in the system.
He is. He's a high A, though, Mully.
I know.
You're being facetious. Hey, let's get to pay off the tease earlier in the show. We had a very good discussion about Seiya Suzuki and what he's been able to do. He's now tied for the major league lead in runs batted in. Mm-hmm. And Dustin made a very valid point. When Seiya Suzuki plays the outfield, Dustin wondered aloud or noticed that he is red hot at the plate. The numbers support that. In 13 games playing either left or right field, 13 games in the outfield, Seiya Suzuki has 49 at-bats and a .306 average. But get this. In those 49 at-bats, he's hit 5 home runs. He's hitting home runs once every 10 times at the plate when he's playing the outfield. He has 6 doubles. He's got 11 extra base hits in 49 at-bats when he's playing the outfield. So if you want to take that and extrapolate it into an argument that, or a point that, when he plays the outfield, he's more effective at the plate, maybe he's more engaged, numbers support that idea.
Yeah, I'm all for using him that way then. I'm all for
who's getting
gonna
sit,
more
though?
Time. Well, this is what I'm
That's
saying.
That's the thing.
Right now,
who's
you
gonna
don't
sit,
have
Dustin?
To worry about it, but but as you move forward, listen, he's a DH. That's the reality of it, but he seems like he's played better defense in the outfield than he did when he was an outfielder.
He
Isn't
does
that weird?
Because he's thrown out a guy on Sunday. That was a big,
it was unbelievable.
Is a big arm. He got a fast guy in
Chase Meidroff.
And so when you make a play like that, it stands out. And he has not made the big error in the outfield that we unfortunately came to almost expect in the last couple seasons. He's not the best. He's the fourth best defensive outfielder they have.
Sure, he is. I mean, but at one point, as an example, PCA is going to need a day off, perhaps.
Why?
On that day. Well, I mean, because they all do need a day. They're not going to go 162.
Tell that to Bobby Witt Jr. Tell that to all the other guys who play 160
games. Well, I know
games.
Dansby Swanson would prefer to play 162.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Just
go ahead. For the point, yeah.
If he had a day off, mm-hmm. you could survive. I guess my point is you could live with a day where Ian Happ would move to center, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to put Saya in right and move Tucker to DH, I'm saying there's a couple more times where you can get him out in the field. Or maybe just, I mean, maybe once a series – you have Ian Happ. If they're going to potentially play 170 plus games this year, or maybe even 180 games this year,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want to give Tucker a day off his feet. You're going to want to give Ian Happ a day off his feet. And I'm saying, and that's a way to keep Saya engaged, where maybe once a series he plays one game in right and one game in left.
Could Tucker play first base?
Interesting question.
He looks like he could.
Tall enough, right? He's a
that's
big target.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
He's a big guy.
But so what would that? He probably could.
You could keep him in the lineup. One of the days you decide you can't.
You want Bushy DH?
I'd say if Bush can't, if he can't go against a left-handed bat.
I mean, if Bruhan is being kept up here just in case you're going to give PCA a day off.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to do that anymore because I think Saya is showing.
Who are you bringing up?
Well, no, you move Ian Happ to center field for a day.
I think Ian Happ is a guy that you might want to rest as much as possible until that oblique is
100%. Yeah, that's a good point.
So
too.
Then again, like to that point, then let's say a play left.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Ian Happ got a hit his last at bat, right? But he went 0-for-5 before then, right? He had 6 at bats. He went 1-for-6, I believe.
Yeah, and the 708 texter points out Craig Counsell did talk about, as he has in the past at times, using the DH to rest guys on occasion.
Yes.
Last night it was Kyle Tucker. He responded in his first at bat. He was well rested and he hit a homer. Cause effect?
Yes.
You think so? Yeah.
No, they moved him, so that is why he hit a homer.
Well, they moved into third in the lineup. Yeah. It's a good problem to have, and I think it's a nice. You notice Seiya Suzuki for making a good defensive play the other day. He's certainly hitting the cover off the ball.
Yeah.
And the Cubs have a lineup that is very dangerous.
They do. They are a very good team right now. The Bears are meeting up at Halas Hall as we speak. I don't know if
they've gathered. They've reported.
Yes,
they're probably in meetings as we speak.
But they have. We've got a statement. Do you want a statement from the Bears?
Well, Joe Tooney is now official. He extended the contract 2 years through 2027, which is conducive and also in sync with what their winning window should look like the next 3 years. They better be a Super Bowl contender in the next 3 years, and that is in concert and in sync with this contract length.
Okay.
No?
I mean, I'm not saying no.
You're hesitating.
I'm not hesitating. You're right about the 3 year thing. I just think we gotta, I don't know. I feel like we are.
Have a winning record first?
We are way out over our skis on Super Bowl contender when they are what they have their favorite in 7 games this year. This year.
I'm not saying this year.
Okay,
you
but
listen.
I'm
I said
talking
a window,
about
yes. The 3 year window.
Okay.
You're structuring your roster so you have a 3 year window
I
open
agree.
To winning.
But like, get to a winning season is all I'm. I just want to kind of hold on. Now we're in the Derby and we have We are
whoa, Nelly.
We've come way out of the gate too fast. We just got to make sure we're there for the stretch run.
Back to the statement. Ryan Poles in the press release is happy about Joe Tooney, as you would expect. Quote, Joe's leadership and experience have already positively impacted our organization, and we are fortunate that he will continue to lead our team on and off the field.
Okay. That's good.
Joe Tooney did not come here to go 5-12.
I'm not arguing that. I don't think.
Or 9-8.
I think he was traded here, though. So I think that, you know.
He just signed a 2-year extension.
Okay. He didn't sign a 2-year extension to go to win, to only win, baby.
That's right.
Okay.
He did not come here to just kind of win barely over 500 and compete for a playoff spot.
But wouldn't you take that? At least in this upcoming season.
Oh, this upcoming season.
I think you'd run like a
thief in
the night. 1 year
at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Not,
you're cracking the window open this year. It's been musty, and you're in this old house, and it's rickety, and everything
and
else doesn't work.
Somebody painted over the window.
Yeah, like you're trying to get the window open. Anybody have a screwdriver? I need to pound it and get it open. Yeah. So you're getting the window open.
Shatter the actual window. Probably the only way to do it.
You don't want to shatter it. No. You want to gradually get it open just a little. There's just a
window
crack.
Nation, they'll give you the vinyl window. Well, they that's
do right. Window Nation. Buy two, get two free.
And we have a quote from Ben Johnson.
Okay.
He says, as we build our culture through hard work and belief, Joe will be an integral piece to the growth and development of our football team.
As he should. That is, if you're not talking and thinking about when are you going to return to the Super Bowl, you're really doing it wrong.
Well, I like growth and development of our football team.
Okay.
And I think that's probably what we're looking at in 2025. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not arguing.
I think it's growth and development.
We're not quibbling.
And he's here for that.
I'm not here to quibble.
I know, but you're like, you know, you got 3 years and you win a title around.
Listen, if they're not close in 3 years, there's going to be some changes.
Big time. Okay.
Your quarterback's got 3 years.
Okay, but I think that if they're not close in 3 years, the change is going to come not necessarily with the head coach.
I think Ben Johnson will survive it.
I think he's fine.
Yeah, but I think if you're Ryan Poles, you got to look at it as
you
got a reprieve by returning because you got Ben Johnson there. You got a reprieve in this offseason, and now you've got to come up with a plan to get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the failure that the Bears have experienced isn't, they did a rebuild. Now they are on their second coach. This is it.
They've got a nice core of players who are young, who are under 25.
Younger players.
They have younger players. It's a core that they can grow together. It's a core that they can compete for an NFC North title. They can take the North, if you will. They can finally pay off the slogan.
I'm not sure that they can take the North this year.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in the next three years, you have to be able to take the North.
Yeah.
And if you can win the division, then you are in contention to win the NFC. And if you can do that, you know where this is headed.
I know exactly where it's headed.
You've got to be ambitious if you're running an organization like the Chicago Bears.
You got a guy on a 5-year deal who's making some big coin, and I think he's going to get his 5 years. I think you're going to see development, and you're going to see the offense get better and all the rest of it. I don't know about the general manager or the quarterback right now, if I'm being honest. I just don't know. Those are the positions that need to improve. I would say the quarterback has a chance to be real good, and they hopefully have enough around him, and they've done enough. But and he's a young guy; he's just starting out. But I think that I know the coach is going to be here for those 5 years, just because of the amount of money he's getting paid. I don't think you pay a guy $26 million to leave if you go 3 years and you don't win a Super Bowl.
Definitely true. I totally agree. Time to talk to Chelly.
All right, we got Chelly next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Chris Chilio.
Hey, Chicago! This one goes out to one of the greatest Cubs ever. The captain, bring us a World Series championship. No better guy on the field, no better guy off the field. So to Anthony Rizzo and his family, if he is retiring, this one's going out. Let's hear Rizzo, Rizzo.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always great. Talk to Chris Chelios, brought to you by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good, I'm doing great. Thank God you guys didn't play the rest of that.
Well, the rest of it was pretty good, Chris, but the first part was juicy. What do you know about Anthony Rizzo, and how often have you hung out with him lately?
Well, obviously, during his time here, quite a bit. Just a super guy. Got to meet his family, his in-laws. He's married a Greek girl, so That was a connection with his in-laws. And even in New York, I visited a few times when he played for the Yankees. But just a super guy, this whole story, the battle with cancer. And he's just such a genuine, nice kid. And really took a liking to him. But sad to see him retire. The last couple of years, he had those injuries. And now he's expecting his first baby. So I think he's just hanging tight for that. And who knows, maybe a team needs a first baseman in a couple of months, an injury, and he comes back and decides he wants to play.
Huh. I didn't even see the retirement announcement. I didn't realize he'd retired. But that's super cool that they're having a kid. That's great.
Yeah. I don't think he officially retired. But at this point right now, just like I said, if he did retire, then just wanted to wish him the best. And I know Chicago loves him.
All right, Chris, so the Hawks seem to be zeroing in, or at least making progress, with Jeff Blashill, who coached the Red Wings for 7 seasons. You might have some familiarity with him. You know everybody in the NHL. What can you tell us about that possibility, and do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I got a chance to coach with Jeff Blashill in Grand Rapids for 2 years. I was part of the staff there. We won the Calder Cup with him. Super guy. At this point now, coaching under Cooper, he's been with John Cooper, since juniors. Those two guys have, been together. So I think Coop's his mentor. And I think in Tampa, you got a little more experience as an assistant coach. I was talking to Coop about it. The one thing that I thought, Blash lacked at Chicago was accountability and the physical part of the game. But now I think he's figured that out playing with Cooper. But veteran guy, for sure, and very structured, hard worker, and a super guy, and he knows how to relate to those young players, which is something that the Hawks, really need.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see what goes on. What did you think of the game last night?
Well, not a great start for Carolina, but it's only one game. And, for what Florida did to go into Toronto in Game 7 and absolutely, crush them, I think that's just, it's just a carryover from that game. And they're tough. They're healthy, right? The question was if they're going to be healthy. And, you know, Tkachuk came back at the end of the year. Bennett came back. Ekblad came back from the suspension. So, I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. And I like I said, Carolina, real structured, a better team than last year. But, you know, between Bobrovsky and Anderson, I think I don't think there's any way Florida can't win that series.
Well, Chelly, I don't have the Leafs to cheer for anymore since you chastised me for rooting for Canadian teams. They got eliminated. They always get eliminated. So I wonder this year, after elimination, is Mitch Marner more likely to enter free agency now that things have fallen apart again in Toronto? And if he does, what are the chances the Hawks could pursue him and pay him what he's worth?
Well, they got to be in the mix. They've got the cap money. So, yeah, realistically, I'm sure that's one of their things they're going to be looking at. From the sound of his press conference, it didn't look like he's going to return. But, you know, quite frankly, that made my summer again, seeing Toronto fans after that game. There's nothing better. I'm sorry. But, yeah. But, again, great free agent. You know, the situation, I think everybody's looking to see who we hire first as head coach. And hopefully that'll help, you know, free agents. It'll dictate if guys come to sign here.
You know, I don't know one way or another. I just wonder how big an ask is it for a guy to want to come here after competing for what they thought was going to be a Stanley Cup appearance? In other words, how much does money overcome not being able to win somewhere?
Yeah, and what he's gone through, Marner, that's the thing. So a lot of teams, or a lot of players, I should say, but, you know, look at Kadri. He went to Calgary and leaving Colorado. So it happens. And in a situation, like I said, with the right coach, we got obviously one of the best cities, the market, you know, the organizations. Right. And that's one thing we do have going for us. And, you know, we got Bovaire coming, that big centerman, after hopefully he'll join the team later in the year this next season. So the players are there. The young kids, the draft picks, they're all there in line. So hopefully one of these big free agents is going to recognize that and want to be a part of the rebuild and, you know, see what happened, you know, with Kane, Tay, Seabrook, and those guys. It took 10 years to finally get to that point. We're going on 6 or 7 now. So hopefully we'll start to see these guys and pay dividends.
Great job, Chelly. Great job with the anthem, too, or the seventh inning stretch, rather. Not the anthem. That's next time.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, buddy. That is Chris Chelios. Always a pleasure to talk to Chris.
Interesting
stuff. We're gonna bring in Jim Miller next, and we'll talk to him about what's going on. I really want to talk to him about, we'll tell you next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.